Hey y'all, welcome back to another podcast. And like I always say, if you don't know, now you know. I'm your boy, stay focused, man. And today, tonight, I want to talk about this vaccine. I want to talk about, give some of my opinions on this vaccine that the world is just, they're making us, they're trying to force everybody to get. Let's start off by saying, I am currently halfway vaccinated. By the time some of y'all hear this, I'll probably be fully vaccinated. Was I worth getting this shot? Hell no. Did I want to get this shot? Hell no. Do I really get the point of the shot? Hell no. But am I against it? Yeah, I'm definitely against it. For the simple fact, how fast they came up with a cure for the shot. How fast they came up with a cure for the shot, it just didn't sit right with me at all, personally. How fast it happened. We got some diseases out in the world that they don't even have a cure for yet. But they come out with this vaccine so fast. I honestly don't know how to feel about it. Now, for the people that's wondering, should they get it or should they not get it? I'm going to tell you the reason that I chose to get it. The reason, I'm going to start off saying, I didn't want to get it because I have kids. I wanted to make sure that my kids would still be safe at the end of the day. I found out a way that for the kids that's underage, the safest way for them to be kind and safe from the shot is the flu shot. They're not speaking on the flu shot, none. They're just trying to get everybody to get COVID shot. Another thing you can do for your kids is make sure they keep a good vitamin D level. Eating right, taking their vitamins, drinking orange juice. For me, yeah, that's what made me actually convinced, like, all right, now I would get the shot. Because I wanted to basically just keep the people around me safe also, right? I know people that had COVID, they done beat COVID without the shot. I know people that had COVID, had the shot. And I know one person unfortunately died from it, and they were fully vaccinated. And then I had another person, I had a couple more people that vaccinated, got COVID, and they beat it. So, my honest opinion, it all depends on your immune system. Honestly, don't get it because your job is forcing you to get it. Don't get it because your family members are forcing you to get it. Get it when you think it's suitable for you and your family. That you think it will benefit your family. If you don't think it's going to benefit your family, don't get the shit. Don't get the shit. Say when you get the shot, you are going to be immune to the COVID. That's not true at all. Because if you're immune to it, you shouldn't be able to die from it. There's a lot of older people that are getting the shot and they're so-called to be immune to it, but they're still dying from it. I don't like that feature at all.
A lot of people
are still not going to get the shot, regardless of what the world said, any of that, because they, like, you don't know what's in the shot, zombies, and etc., etc. My honest opinion about the shot, you can get the shot and you can get your body healthy enough, eat the right stuff, you know, just be on the right track, that your immune system will overcome that shot. And sooner or later, they're going to be making people saying, like, it's going to be an every year thing. You got to come back. Just like the flu shot, you got to come back every year to get this COVID shot. Me personally, I don't see myself going back every year to get the shot. Because it's like, it's really not no beneficial if you still can die from it. But like I said, what made me get it, I be out. I work overnight at UPS. I want to continue to travel. I want to bring my kids out and, you know, explore the world, be around people at the safest rate I can make it safe for them. It's really at this point, when you at a certain age, you shouldn't think about yourself and your health. I mean, you should think about your health, but you shouldn't honestly just be thinking about yourself. You should think about how it benefits your whole family. My wife currently has COVID. She is fully vaccinated. She works at VCU, so yes, she beats around people constantly every day. So it kind of, it fitted her to get the shot. Like I said, it fitted the family. It wasn't her thing about herself. She did it for the benefit of the family. Now, far as what the government is saying, you need to get the shot this, you need to get the shot that. Fuck what the government is talking about. Like, I can't express that enough. It is plenty other ways out here that you can keep your immune system up, you can keep yourself safe, you can keep yourself out the way. But if you one of those persons that go out and like to club, like to travel, like to just be, you know, if you be around a lot of people constantly, I would definitely recommend you at least going to get this shot. Not saying it's going to save you all the way, but it will help you. It will help you. It will give you a 50-50% chance with your immune system. I don't have no proof of this. I don't have no, ratings. I don't have no stats or nothing. But it's just, this is just me, my opinion about the whole COVID thing, like I said. Share with y'all my little opinion about it. Speak to y'all about it. Like I say, I get on Anchor really to vent. Talk about topics that I want to talk about. If I want to talk about it at the same time, Anchor makes it possible. Then when I talk about it, I can get paid for somebody listening to me. I'm not talking for free. I'm talking for a meaning. Maybe, you know, some kids one day is going to hear this and really basically feel what I say about this. And that's all it's about to me at the end of the day. It's just making sure you're safe, making sure you're keeping your family safe, making sure you're giving somebody the best advice possible for yourself. But hard at a certain extent to all, I can't say a certain extent, it's hard for me. But I'm gonna end it right here, y'all. Like I always say, I ain't gonna talk y'all head off. So, like I always say, if you don't know, now you know. I'm your boy, stay focused, man. Till next time, man. Y'all be safe, man. Keep y'all family safe. Wash your hands. Keep your your sanitizer around. Make sure y'all wear that mask. No, me personally, I don't like the mask, but make sure y'all keep y'all mask in y'all car for you, the kids, the wife, anybody. Until next time, peace.